From the WLRN Miami Herald News Tallahassee Bureau, I'm Gina Jordan. Florida's economy is improving, and voters will have to decide whether Governor Rick Scott deserves enough of the credit to be reelected next year. Scott made jobs his top campaign issue, but an investigation by the Herald Times Tallahassee Bureau shows Scott's efforts are slow going. We're joined by Tampa Bay Times Tallahassee Bureau Chief Steve Bosquet. Steve, the Bureau dug through a lot of public records for a three-part series on Rick Scott's jobs record. Tell us what Scott promised to do and what he's been able to deliver.
Governor Rick Scott has very aggressively traveled this state, promising new job creation by lots of private companies, more than 340 in all. But the jobs themselves take years to create for a whole variety of factors. Companies change their management, their priorities change, the economy, other things. We just wanted to make the point and go back and follow up and see where are the jobs that Rick Scott has promised. And the answer that we found is the vast majority of them have not yet been established. Now, Rick Scott campaigned on a promise to create 700,000 jobs over 7 years. He claims that 440,000 of those jobs have been created because that's the Federal Bureau of Labor Statistics monthly number reflected by the improvements in the economy. And the jobs that we focused on in our report are other jobs, jobs that he's physically, personally going around the state to promote and really call attention to. But as Scott himself told us in an interview, a lot of factors are at work.
They've got to figure out their business plan, the companies do. What we do at the state level is do something that's good for our taxpayers. A call center job, you know, that's a job that pays. But look, some people like hospitality. Some people like technology. Some people like to work in shipping. Everybody's got a different goal.
In your series, we hear from an economist who thinks Scott overpromised on the jobs he can deliver.
Yes, retired University of Florida economics professor David Denslow, who has been closely watching every governor for the last two or three decades in the state. Denslow's point to us was that the 700,000 jobs promise is really not something he can easily achieve.
It was indicating either that he was far overestimating the capacity of the governor to affect things in Florida, or he was overestimating his own charisma compared to, say, Jeb Bush or to previous governors, or he really didn't understand the economics of the situation.
The report also mentions some deals that have collapsed, others that are dormant. Can you tell us about some that haven't materialized as planned?
One that we focused on and devoted some attention to is Colt's Manufacturing Company. That's a big company from Hartford, Connecticut that makes firearms. 2 years ago, Rick Scott went to the city of Kissimmee, near Orlando, and announced that there would be 63 jobs coming to a plant being retrofitted for Colts in Osceola County. 2 years later, they haven't created a single job. The taxpayers are on the hook for about $450,000 in improvements to that building, and a number of things happened. You had the Newtown shooting massacre, which was in Connecticut. The company went through a management shakeup, but the fact remains, those are promised jobs that were not created.
You got the attention of the governor's office with this report. The office has issued multiple press releases responding to what it refers to as myths. Specifically, the governor says it will take years to make all of this happen.
Yes, as a matter of fact, the very first quote in our story is from Governor Rick Scott himself saying, and I quote, "These things take years." There are extenuating circumstances in a couple of the incentives that the governor's office thinks we overlooked. Rick Scott is running for re-election as the jobs governor who kept his promise to focus on the economy and create jobs. We simply went through a detailed exercise of going back to each and every one of these job creation announcements involving incentives and said, okay, you told us the jobs were coming. This is a status report on which jobs are there and which jobs are not.
Steve Bosquet is the Tallahassee Bureau Chief for the Tampa Bay Times. Thank you for joining us, Steve.
Thanks, Gina.
From the WLRN Miami Herald News Tallahassee Bureau, I'm Gina Jordan.